the challenge you have with, you know, several injuries, especially among the linebackers. So how are you going to deal with that?
You know, really unfortunate, obviously, losing Chris and then Scott's situation. The young guys have responded really well. We believe we got lucky. We think they're, you know, two good young players, or three good young players. JMJ is not practicing right now. Really enthusiastic, athletic, maybe not the biggest, but fast, and both of them are tough. And they work well with DeQuell, you know, so we got a good thing going there. Kaluka's had a terrific camp, you know, kind of silently or quietly, he's gone about his business. Got himself in terrific shape, really competed at a high level, and we know he's a very tough guy, so I think we'll be all right. I believe we'll be okay.
Is there a positive in having the young guys, just in the, you know, the eagerness and the fresh legs, obviously?
I don't know that they're any more eager than Chris, you know, and Scott. Those two guys are really professional, but they're also very, very highly motivated, you know, in practice with... they practice fast. They did. They practice fast. And DeQuell does also. So, but I don't know. You know, I guess there's a lot of ways to look at it. Would you rather have somebody with a lot of experience? Maybe, you know. Would you like to have a young player with a lot of experience? Yeah. How do you do that? You know, we have those guys. We really like them, and we'll just keep moving forward and work with them. You know, not many people ever have. He's an extremely talented athlete, as we all know. Incredibly strong arm, can reach almost any part of the field with the ball. Throws it pretty well on the run, too, and he really can run. You know, you can talk about trying to keep him in the pocket. You can't really keep him in the pocket. Or, you know, you got to be successful some of the time. I believe you just got to play. Go play your game, play as fast as you can. He's going to make plays. You know, you got to hope you can limit them, and then play the game.
Are they as talented across the offense as anybody in the league? You know, if you throw in the receivers and McCoy.
I would say yes. Yeah. You know, as far as I'm concerned, they are. I was there for a year. They're very good. You know, they are very, very good.
Have you ever started a season with a linebacking core, wherever you've been, that only had two guys with any NFL experience?
I would say probably not, but it would take too long for me to think through them all, you know, the place I've been. But I would say probably not.
The other day, Mike Holmgren was in here saying that amidst all the problems you have on defense, and you didn't mention even Phil Taylor, you don't have him, so you got a bunch of stuff going on. But he said one of the things that comforts him is you. How much pressure do you kind of put on yourself? How much of a difference can you make with all of your experience, you know, pulling things together?
I don't know. That was nice of him to say that. I'll have to thank him when I see him. But, you know, I won't make any plays. We like our guys. The staff, I like our staff a lot. Those guys do a terrific job getting them ready. I believe they'll be ready, but they're going to be tested. I mean, it'll be a test and a strong one.
Hey, Dick, NLJ was drafted, probably didn't expect to be starting the opener, or maybe not even making it in roster. Is he ready for Sunday?
I think he is. I mean, I believe that the young guys are ready. They're excited about it. I think they'll be very nervous, you know, as we all will be. And that's probably a good thing. You know, I think when you're not really nervous going into a game, it's probably time to get out of it, or an indicator that you probably shouldn't be in it anymore. I don't know, but I believe he'll be ready.
So do you get nervous as a coach?
Very much so, yeah, very much so. It's, you know, it's a pretty good feeling. And like I said, I think when you lose it, I don't know that, you know, I'm just guessing, but when you lose it, I guess it's time to leave.
Defense was very statistically very solid last year. You didn't make any real big plays, though, you know, turnovers to touchdowns, et cetera. Has that been a point of emphasis this preseason?
Well, we've tried to. I mean, it was an emphasis last year. It's an emphasis everywhere, I would believe. Any defense, takeaways are critical for you, you know, for the success of your team. As we all know, the statistics are not very meaningful to any of us. When it's the only one that really counts, that one loss record. And if you could trade statistics, you know, and you would trade all your statistics for a playoff berth. You know, who cares? You know, that's what you want to be. You want to get there. So we'll go out and play. I know that our guys will play hard. We like our guys. You know. They'll perform. I think they'll play hard, but we're going to have to make plays.
What are the challenges to try and stop DeSean Jackson?
Really, almost as unique, probably as Michael Vick. You know, he's very, very smooth and extremely fast. He has another gear when the ball gets up in the air, and a little bit like Randy Moss and Dante Culpepper. You know, the quarterback's arm is strong enough to stretch the field with him, and it's hard to overthrow him, you know, because he's fast. He's really fast. So it certainly adds a whole other dimension to an already very, very talented football team. He runs a reverse. You know, they get the ball to him on screens. They throw the ball down the field. He stretches the field. So it's you know, he returns punts at times. A very dynamic player. They'll move him around some, you know.
What does a veteran who's not a super speedy defensive back at this point of his career, like Sheldon Brown, need to do to compensate for covering a guy like Macklin or a guy like DeSean Jackson, who has, you know, like, pretty much our burners?
Right. Well, Sheldon, as you pointed out, has a lot of experience in the league. He can read routes extremely well. He played down in distance situations, can use his hands, you know, to slow him down, to jam him within that 5-yard area. We can help him out at times. He can help any corner out at times, put somebody over the top of him, you know, play him high and low on a receiver. But Sheldon, you know, obviously has done a great job of recognizing things. And he still can, and he still is very athletic. I mean, we shouldn't sell his athleticism short.
Is it imperative to improve against the run this year?
We talk about it a lot. We'd like to improve against the run. But again, I, as long as we win games, I don't really care. I mean, we can give up yardage. I think winning the game is the main thing. I don't think, you know, statistically, I think the New England Patriots last year weren't statistically a very, you'd say, not a good defense. They're a pretty good defense now, you know, and they were in a whisker of winning it all. So I think that's what you want. You know, you want to be there and forget about the statistics. But, you know, going into it, you've got to try to improve those things. I mean, we don't want to be wherever we were against the rush, 30th. You don't want to be there. You know, you want to do everything really well. I think to win in this league, I think you have to do everything pretty well. Everywhere, kick it, cover it, you know, offense, defense. You got to be pretty good to win consistently.
Why are you such a good red? I mean, you talk about being statistically and how meaningless the statistics are, and you guys were 30th against the run statistically last year, yet I believe 5th in the league in points allowed. What was it about the red zone defense that was so special, and what makes you believe that the red zone defense can perform up to those levels again this year?
Well, I believe it, I guess, first of all, because I'm an optimist. You know, I like to think good things are going to happen, and because our guys work hard at it. Whether it will happen, we'll find out. You know, you got to go out in the field and play. I like our scheme. We're okay. I mean, it's... But our guys performed. You know, they performed really well in the red zone. They made plays and just kept them out of the end zone more often than not, which is what you got to do. I think the statistics that do matter in our game are points scored and points allowed, clearly, and then takeaways, you know. And you'd like to be great in every other area, too. But if you're great in those two areas, you're going to be a pretty good football team.
As they came in the league together and they're both in the secondary, Hayden and Ward, what kind of jump should they take in their third year?
Yeah, we really need them to perform at a high level. Clearly, we're counting on both of those guys to be playmakers for us this year and then on into the future.
How has Dimitri
How important is he to have back?
It's really important to have him back. He brings a lot of energy to everything, you know, to the practice field, to everything he does. And he plays hard, very tough guy, very aggressive guy, a competitive person and a really good teammate. So it was great to see him back on the field, and it was probably even better to see him move because he's clearly been working at it. Whatever they allowed him to do, and I know he's been conditioning aerobically, but he's had good practices for us.
I think there's always talk of, you know, the learning curve for certain positions coming out of college into the NFL. You know, what's the most difficult one? I mentioned quarterback, and maybe running back's one of the easier ones. In terms of what we can expect to see Sunday and these first couple weeks going forward, how difficult is it to teach young linebackers how to play the NFL game?
I think it's hard. You know, it's hard because there's so many different things they have to do, so many different formations they have to adjust to. The run schemes are different, you know, from what they've seen. And then things change from week to week. So I think it's difficult. Billy and Chuck do a great job with them. We just got to believe they're ready. And I believe that they are. But it's tough. I think it's tough to play there. Tougher to play inside in the secondary than outside. But tough to play anywhere and not easy to play up front because they attack you a lot of different ways.
With that having said, then how good is it for you to have a guy like DeQuell Jackson, almost like a coach on the field out there to kind of, you know, relay some of the things that you're thinking yourself standing on the sidelines or up in the booth?
You know, I know that we've talked about it a lot before, and DeQuell is just a pleasure to be around. It doesn't matter where you are, on the field, off the field. Out in public, I'm not away from here with him very often, but I would imagine he's a very solid person to be around out there too. But in this building and in the meeting room, he is exceptional. You know, he's exceptional with our football, with our defense, with our whole football team, with the young players, with everybody. So he's kind of holding that thing together, and he's taken a lot upon himself. And hopefully we can get him to play just like he did a year ago. I know he wants it as badly as anybody I've ever been around. So,
there's only one sack in the preseason. Preseason's preseason, of course. But how important is it that you're able to ratchet up that pass rush? You
know? It'll be critical. You know, there are certain things you're not going to get home on no matter what happens, no matter what. If he throws a three-step, you know, your only chance to knock it down. If it's a five-step rhythm throw, the odds you get in there are very very small. So depending on what they do, if they're a seven-step team or a play-action team, you know, a lot of play-action is seven or seven-man protection stuff, it's hard to get home. So there's a lot of pressure on those guys, but we got to find ways to get pressure on the quarterbacks. It'll be critical for us.
Phil Taylor for some time is a blow. Are you comfortable with the plan you have in place to fill in for him?
Yes. Yeah, we are. Billy and John have both had really good training camps. And now John got injured a little bit, but he's back now. And Billy's had a terrific training camp the whole time. And John, as I said, when he was healthy, was really doing well for us. So we're happy there. We're happy with Kitch, we call him, mostly because I can't pronounce his first name, unfortunately. But we're really happy with that pickup. You know, I think he's going to help us, and I think he's going to help us right away. Really like him, and we need that inside because, you know, Rube's there, and we need to get Rube more rest than we got him a year ago. We need to keep him at a high level all year. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about it, and Phil's doing fine. You know, he's doing everything in rehab that they ask him to do. He looks good. You know, he's continuously working out, so feel pretty good about a lot better about our depth, certainly. And now we just got to make it translate.
But in terms of passing the eye test, how does Trent Richardson look to you?
You know, quite honestly, I haven't seen him much. I was just saying to our defensive coach that I'm looking forward to seeing him play. Because even in practice, I don't get a chance to see him, really. And hopefully in the game, occasionally, I'll get a chance to watch because I'm really excited about seeing him play.
Made from Rob Ryan's style of defense to yours last year?
You know, probably a better question to ask Joe, because I didn't I have never really thought about that. I would say not a lot. I don't
say Hayden struggled at times last year, even though he had a fairly productive sophomore season.
No, I wouldn't say it's not fair to say, but I would say you could say it about every single player that ever lived. You know, they struggle at times in this league. So I don't know. You know, Joe's a really good player, and I wouldn't compare the systems. I don't. You know, it's not anything I do or care to do, actually. But I like Joe Hayden.